Welcome, Tale Tellers, to a lovely Thursday. I'll tell you, it's been a long day, but I'm here with you, drinking coconut coffee to keep my mouth hydrated and my wits about me. Today we have a short story sent in by Kyle Brandt, and in the future, hopefully, some yokai stories. But he's just sent in a new story for us today. One that's more relevant to reality at this point, regarding the recent Texas disaster. If you don't know, a storm called Harvey wreaked havoc there, causing over 32,000 to flee their homes and seek shelters. Absolutely terrible. And Kyle Brandt is one of the volunteers. Talk about a Texas angel. It's a brave thing that he's doing. His story is called Absolute Limit, which he explains is somewhat inspired by his real-life sleep pattern of 5 hours at a time. So thank you, Kyle Brandt, for being a great human being, and equally so, a great author. Let's get to it. I want to start this off by saying I am from the southern states in the US. Most of the world knows about Harvey the hurricane that devastated Texas. I volunteered to go to disaster areas to help in any way I could. I wish I hadn't. I would have never been hit with this thing. So I arrived Wednesday night in an area that was less ravaged from the storm than the others, and immediately it began the first day of work. I was up for well over 28 hours with driving and actual work hours. I've done this from time to time, so no big deal. The trouble started when I was called in. I'd only gotten 5 hours sleep after being up for 28 hours, so yeah. I went in and sat at my post for the next 12 hours. My hotel room was 2 hours from the site, which gave me a wide vision of the damage the storm caused. Plain land, avast with what seemed to be a sea of water, roads completely underwater, and for fuck's sake, a Winnebago camper over halfway submerged. And also, weirdly enough, colonies of floating fire ants. Not even a storm like this can kill those persistent little bastards. Now, I thought that was nightmare fuel enough, but that pales in comparison to the mosquitoes. You don't realize it at first, but after 2 days of driving through them, my car's grill looked like a thin layer of mosquito bodies and blood. I spent the next several days only sleeping between 4 to 5 hours. It was on the sixth day that it happened. Like a scene right out of Nightmare on Elm Street, I was sitting like normal at work, and like one of Freddy's victims, I'm fighting to keep my eyes open. I started hallucinating voices. I've seen shadow people in the corner of my eyes, and out of nowhere, the metaphorical brick wall appeared, and like Usain Bolt running full speed, I slammed into it. I passed out for what felt like hours, but was probably minutes. I've met a limit before, it's just a wall that you can't climb, but this time it showed itself to me, and it changed, and it had a voice, a deep one. Instead of a ridiculously high brick wall, it was like a wall with slime running down it. Not scary, I know, but you could tell something was swimming under the surface. I placed a hand on the wall, and a face appeared, opening its mouth, letting out an ear-piercing scream. With a sudden slick sound and a flash of silver from under the surface of the wall, and the next thing I know, my hand is sliced from wrist to middle fingertip, as if I just ran my hand over a scalpel. A waterfall of blood poured from the wound. I did what any rational person would, and screamed whilst holding the wounded hand. That's when the face spoke.
You will do.
No matter what way I turned to leave and get away, this thing blocked my path. I tried retreating while I looked at it, but I bumped into something. I turned around and there it was. I looked back at its last known location, and it was gone. That's when I realized it's gotten to my back. I felt a warm liquid run down my back.
Yes, perfect.
The thing uttered as I felt my legs get wobbly, and I could feel the beginning of a sanguination, the loss of blood resulting in death, taking place. As death's icy grip encompassed me, I was jolted awake in panic in my rental car. I had been so exhausted, I must have fallen asleep. I looked around as my eyes burned from being open too much in the last week, I look at my hand and see a faint line from wrist to middle tip. I can't go back to sleep. I don't want to see that thing again, whatever the fuck it is. Caffeine isn't working anymore and the hallucinations are blending with reality. I can't tell the difference. It had minutes with me last time. What would it do if it had hours? I have a theory on what it is, but without more evidence, I can't confirm or deny it. I hope I survive the rest of this trip. Wow, that's definitely an inspired story and deeply disturbing. Thank you so much, Carl, for the support and service you give to those that need it. For those of you who want to support those who are impacted by the flood, I've included the link to the American Red Cross Foundation in the description of this podcast. I know I'm in Australia, but if I can help in any way, and this is one of them, I will. And you awesome Telltellers, just a heads up. I may or may not have an episode up tomorrow, because I'll be going to see the new Stephen King's It. And having seen Tim Curry's version a while ago, let's just say they won't have a chance for a repeat performance. I believe they're going to go down a different path for Pennywise, and that makes complete sense. Trying to compete with an iconic character like that from Tim Curry is extremely difficult, to say the least. So maybe I'll do an episode on what I liked and didn't like about the new one. We'll see. Could be something different to bring to this channel. But we'll see how we go. More stories for sure, though, at the latest Monday. And for those of you who get a chance, I'd love it if you can leave an iTunes review. It helps this channel grow, and I'll be sure to include you in the shoutouts. Thank you so much, you awesome listeners. And if you don't hear from me tomorrow, have a great weekend. And on that note, listeners, this is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.